Our next piece is the 1973 Trio for Strings of Nancy Vandeweghe. She was born in the United States in Plainfield, New Jersey in 1930. After receiving her Doctor of Music degree in composition from Florida State University, Vandeweghe taught piano privately and at several colleges in the southern United States, raised three children, founded the League of Women Composers, and played viola with the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra. She lived in Indonesia from 1982 to 1985. Since 1985, she has lived in Vienna, where she and her husband run the Vienna Modern Masters Record Company, which they founded. It has a catalog of 83 CDs. Here's what Nancy Vandeweghe has done with the company. She directly supervised the recording in Eastern Europe with numerous orchestras and conductors of 130 orchestral and orchestral choral works, has been principal executive producer for all of the recordings in the catalog, and has edited and designed all of the Vienna Modern Masters CD booklets to date. Somehow, she has had time to compose over 130 works in virtually all forms, from a composition for solo instrument based on only one note to grand opera. In 1994, the Austrian government granted her a rare dual citizenship because of her exceptional achievements and musical contributions to the Republic of Austria. Her music has gained numerous Pulitzer Prize and Graumeier Award nominations. The Trio for Strings was composed for the Stowe Chamber Music Competition, which wanted something simple enough to be sight-read by amateur musicians. It won third prize among 172 entries. The piece can be performed almost entirely in first position. There are very few notes faster than eighth notes, and rhythms are uncomplicated. It's a very pleasant piece, and I frankly didn't notice its simplicity when I first heard it. I just thought it was a nice piece, and I hope you will too. We'll hear it performed by Veronika Afanasieva, violin, Olga Mileva, viola, and Rosa Borisov, cello.